Now, because of atmospheric blurring, it turns out that we cannot measure the parallax angle with the accuracy better than 0.002 arcsecs. Okay, so what does this mean? That means that for parallax angle of, say, that is 0.02, the error is 10%, right? Because this margin of error is 1/10 of the parallax angle, right? 10%. And that's sort of the maximum that can be tolerated. This accuracy kind of is pushing it. So what does this mean? Well, what distance corresponds to a parallax angle of 0.2 seconds of arc? Physical quantities should always have units. So what distance in parsecs corresponds to this parallax angle of 0.02 seconds of arc? If I multiply this by 3.3, I get about 160 light years, is the cutoff distance for the parallax angle measurements from the ground. Okay? So from ground-based observatories, we can measure the distances with sufficient accuracy to the stars that are not more distant than 160 light years. And to measure with reasonable accuracy the distances of more distant stars, then we would have to use telescopes mounted in satellites. And indeed, that was done in 1989. There was a satellite named Hipparchos for high precision parallax collecting satellite. It collected the data that were 20 times more accurate than those obtained from the ground observatories for 120,000 stars. From the ground, the distances were measured to about 10,000 stars with reasonable accuracy.